tie myself to pull you out in your house. And then he's beside himself in Sudan and so on. And he didn't do it. And then as a result of the failure by Reuben to comply with his desire to put up a door in the house or put in a lock in the house, so he failed to comply with his highways, and because of that, Ganovim entered the house, and they stole, let's say, $10,000. So the Ramah says, from this Gemara, we can deduce that Reuven has to pay the $10,000 to Shimon, because he's a mazik. Mitzat Gamli. What's the raya? So the Ramah explains this Gemara, and it's a kerem shenichitzo, a molikvei. So Tesis and the Kashi. Why is the Baal HaKerem Mechuye? But here, he didn't make a Yedah, and because of that, the Tvuye became Wasa, Mitzat Kwai. So he has to pay the Baal Tvuye for the loss of the Tvuye. Why is he more responsible than the, why is the Baal HaKerem more responsible than he? After all, Kwai consists in the intermingling of violence and Tvuye. So he is much of a mazik, the Baal Tvuye should be considered as much of a mazik as the Baal HaKerem. That's the kasha that is raised by Rosh. So Teisa says, no, he is mechuyev to pay because he is mechuyev, the Baal HaKerem is mechuyev to move away the Aldames anyway, because of Aldames HaKerem. That would be true even if he didn't plant vines. Suppose if he planted an orange tree, he would also have to move away Daladamas, because Rabbi is a Kerem. It happens that instead of planting an orange tree, he planted vines. But the Achiyuv HaChokeh of Daladamas, he has nothing to do with his Akwai. It has to do with Rabbi is a Kerem, Rabbi is a Imo. Because it's given away. So the Ramah explains this Gemara like Tesis. And the Ramah raises the question, so why is he Mechuyev? Alright. So he's mechuyev to be malchik. He's mechuyev to be malchik, so that's a chokas nizukim. But why should he be mechuyev in the tashlumim of the hefset of the tvuyeh? So he says from this Gemara, we can deduce that if Reuven was mischayev himself to build a door for Shimon's bais, so that Ganovim will not be able to come into the house and they'll steal Shimon's money, and he failed to comply with his mischayev, he didn't give Shimon the money to build a door, and then Ganovim came and they stole the money. So Reuven is mechuyev to pay to reimburse Shimon for all the loss, for the loss of the money that was stolen by Ganovim, on the basis of Gamli. So in other words, if somebody has a chiyuv to do a certain thing to the other fellow, a legal chiyuv, and then he fails to do it, and because of his failure, so the other fellow sustains loss, so Mamele is Gamli, so he's Mechuyev. This is how Tesis and Ramah explain Gemara. Eino Mikdeya. Why is the Baal HaKerem Mechuyev to remove? Because there is a chiyuv from the Baal Yilon. Because why the chiyuv HaChokeh is about the Baal Yilon? Because it's given away, because he is likely to put, on account of the Elon, he is likely to put all to place his tools and implements on the Sodech HaMeir. So the Meir there is a Chiyuv HaChokeh. And if he had complied with the Chiyuv HaChokeh, so then there wouldn't be any loss sustained by the Baal HaTvuyeh. But why did the Baal HaTvuyeh sustain loss? Because the Baal HaKerem did not comply with his obligation. So the Meir is a Mazik. He's gone. The Ramban also raises the same question. We have about the kind of interface, the other one is a qualified satsway, key initiation of the global, Mahmas Akwai, Shay of the Battle Sashu or Mihai Musilik, the Shahu Amikai Cloying, the Kerem Shabon Tumim Shokhavele, the Havele Nichnas Bitrome. So the words it is given away. Why is it more given away than from that Tvuya denser is the Shoroshim of the Tvuya Natmus Kashim, the Shoroshim of the vines of the Kvani Namus Kashim. So Memele is more of a predominant Mazik than the Baratvuya. So Memele, the Chiyuv Achoke is because of that. But the question is what Rabbi Yitzi says, Alan Zibaches Atzmei, so he says, since the Shoroshim Namus Kashim, the Shoroshim Amis Pasha, it's on Tirloi. But the question is, so then, why does Rabbi Yitzi say, Eima Chikin is in Rome Nabe? There too, the Shoroshim Amis Pasha? The Beria is not Miss Pasha in any way. It's the Shoroshim of the Yom Miss Pasha. Still, Rabbi Yitzi says, that Eima Chikin is in Rome Nabe. So why does he say here, that it's, that even Rabbi Yitzi, he doesn't say it's Tirloi, you see. The Rambam doesn't say it's Yerlai. Need to say it's Yerlai. We have a Gabi Kanyo Trabesi. The Oma Balizi Kvartal Satsme. Kim Shei Shei Sabi Dobo. Machna Sakwani. So the Mele Mechai is in there. Even though it's not Yerlai. Yes. Teis is based on the Par Navidus Akeret. So the Mele says it's Yerlai. But the Rambam doesn't base it on the Par Navidus Akeret. And he says that it's not Yerlai. But in this case, the Mazik is only the Baal HaKerem, not the Baal HaTvuya. Why? Because the Shoroshim of the Tvuya now is Pashim. The Shoroshim of the Kerem now is Pashim. But Kerem it isn't. The fact that it isn't, because if the fact that the Shoroshim are destined to be mispashed in due course makes it Kerem, so then the basis should remain there, that Mazik is the Yom Naber Chofayano, because over there it's also mispashed in the same way. The only thing is, here it's mispashed, and it overreaches the Tvuya, and over there it's mispashed, and it overreaches the foundations of the Beir. So, the Tvuya Mizek is different, but it's mispashed. So even though it's mispashed, it does not become Gerelay, because that's only in the future it's mispashed. But right now there is no Mazik as yet. Right now what does he do? He puts in a seed in the ground, that's all. In the course of a few years, there will be Shoroshim, there will be Mispashim. So that's not Yerlai. So the second Roshim, the Rambam is the Dizki Moral of Nifri Tzoyri Deir, Vachim Imom Hudu Yassi Kirakesi, Elo Kirabono, the Amor Amaz Bach Nisatsi. But the first Roshim says that he can accord with Rabbi Yisi as well. And even though Rabbi Yisi says, Rabbi Yisi Mahal Kisatsme, and only by giving the lay, it's a massive part of the Satsumi Kota Bisi. And here it's certainly not Jerelei, because that's Mamish, like Machikas Yom Nabei. So he says, here is different. Since there is a Nisa of Kwaim, Kim Shei Shisa Bidobo, Machmasa Kwaim, so then the Bisi is made that our massive part of the Satsumi. What is the Pshat in this Ramban? So the Pshat in this Ramban is as follows. Actually, Rabbi Yisi would be made to the Rabbono, that our Mazik will have the Satsumi. That's a Nisa of Achokas Nizor. A Nisa and the Schus of Achokas Nizor. That the Mazik has to remove any Hezik. But why do Rabbi Yisi say our Mazik will have the Satsumi? Because the Mazik, let's say Ruben, let's not call him Mazik. So Ruben, who wants to plant a tree, so it's his Sode. And he has the right to enjoy his sode. If Ruben will not be allowed to plant a tree, that means that we restrict Ruben in using his sode according to his wishes. So that's the reason as to why he is not mechuyev. That's the reason as to why he is not mechuyev. He is not mechuyev to be Malchik Chofayamo. Because if he would have to be Malchik Chofayamo from the border of the Sodech Avele, so then he will be restricted in the use of his property. So he has his rules to enjoy his property, not to be restricted in the use of his property. So in other words, if the halacha would be that any enjoyment that in the long run might interfere with the convenience of somebody else, so then a person will not be able to use his property according to his wishes. because we have to anticipate. 3 years later, the Shemoshim will be misbashing, and they might possibly undermine the foundations of the other Holy Bible. Same with Amosov. So in other words, actually, a Reuven is obligated to remove all kinds of mazikim from his premises. If in the long run, they might result in a damage or a nuisance to the other one. But there is a limit. In other words, Reuven also has his rules to use his property. But if it's a case where Reuven could not use his property anyway, so then Rabbi Yossi will be made the Talmazik after Satsmei. Where is such a case? In connection with Bible. So he's not allowed. Even suppose the other field, the solid way, would also be his. It's not Reuven and Shimon, it's Reuven and Reuven. These are the Kerem is Reuven's, and the Tzodet the Tzuyen is the Alobim is also his. Would he be allowed to plant a tree near the Tzuye, near his own Tzuye? Not. So we are not restricting his rights because he is not allowed to plant the Geffen without unless there is a Mechitz. So he's not allowed to plant the Geffen anywhere. So the Mele, where he's not, he does not become restricted in his, the use of his property anyway, so then Rabbi Yossi is also maybe a Mazik HaHadassah. That's aligned with the Shita of the Rosh. What does the Rosh say here? The Rosh says here that when does Rabbi Yossi say a Mazik HaHadassah, where the Nezik that results to Shimon is not a Nezik of what? And it's not such a great inconvenience. But, so then, Rabbi Yossi says, in other words, the Mazik cannot be restricted in using his property according to Ishes just because of a Hezekar added to Shimon in due course. Mashiach came where the Hezek that will result to Shimon will not be a Hezekar, will be a Hezek of Ura and a great hardship. So then the Mazik does not have his host to use it in such a way that it will result to a Hezek of Watashim. In other words, basically, Rabbi Yossi agrees with Rabbanan the Talmazik Ma'arachisatz. But then, why? Because the Nizek has a schus to be secure against any Ezekim from his name, even ultimate Ezekim. But, so the Rabbanan say because of that, Machikis Lom Nabeh Chofiyamo. So Rabbi Yossi says, if he did not interfere with the proper use of his property, so then the Nizek would have his schus to be secure against any Ezekiel resulting from the tree of Reuven. But since this will interfere, will restrict Reuven in the use of his property excessively, some melee, Reuven gets his schus to plant the tree on his own, even though in the long run it might result in a slight inconvenience to Shimon. But where it will result in a great hardship to Shimon, then Reuven doesn't get his source. So the Rambam says the same thing. So here, by crying, since he doesn't restrict him in any way, because he's not allowed with Tzadisa crying to plant a vine near the tree, whether it's his own tree or somebody else's tree. So he's not allowed to do it anyway. So he doesn't interfere with his property rights because he's not allowed with Tzadisa crying. So maybe the means is made the Talmazik Ma'arachisatz. That Talmazik Ma'arachisatz. Alright, so then the Rosh continues to discuss the Halacha of Hachokas Nizikin. And then the Rosh says at the end, ומלחיק וכניתן למלחיק מתאיסה של חבר ומנירי ברדישה ליאזיק. So he says, why is there such a dealing of החוקס נזוקי? כי תרוכל את הקנייה וחוב מסיניסר השולם ויצורם בצעי צדרבו. But immediately afterwards the Rosh says, ויקפיל אותי רו של לא יעשה עוד מסך שלי דוקו הגיר עם הזק וחבר. So because of the Gzeras HaKosov, of Rachel, Darkinia, and the Chosmizim, Sero Sholeim, So he has to be malachik nizikin. Now, the posik of Rachel Da'akinyon, Sefer Shorim, is a posik in the Rakabod. It's not a posik in the Torah. And the Yobi Rashoim Chadish Dov. So anything that is mentioned in the Rakabod, either it is explanatory of this certain posik in the Torah, or, let's say, Nobi Yom Yom, he rebukes the Jews for being Mechal Shabbos, for carrying on Shabbos. So, that is an Issa of Itzoy in the Torah, and the Nobi rebukes them. But there are no new Issuim, there are no new mitzvahs in the Rekabor, in the Vim. So the Melech, Rochel, Ta'akiliyot, Zuseo, Sholim is a posik in the Rekabor. So it couldn't imply a new mitzvah or a new Issa. A new Issa. So, to help that Nihus, the Seo Shalom, the Gemara mentions Kama Mikaba Aboches. Because of to help that Kilea. The Gemara mentions, let's say, Reuben died, and Reuben has a child. And he has a brother, but he has a child. And now, after the death of Reuben, the child. So we do not say that Reuben's wife should be called the Chutzah. Why? Because since at the first moment of the death of Reuben, so there was no Zike, so it would be inconsistent, the Gemara says, without Rachel Da'akinyan, that the Zike should take effect an hour later. So that's one halacha. The Gemara in Sukkah deduces from Rachel Da'akinyan, the Gemara says, maybe Kapis Morin is a certain kind of a thorn. So the Gemara says, no, Rachel Da'akinyan. It couldn't be a certain kind of a thorn. So the words din can be deduced from the posik of Rachel Da'akinyan. But no new mitzvahs. No new mitzvahs, no new issue. So in other words, so we see from the Rosh says it's a derisa. But what's the basic thing? What's the basic thing in Rochel Da'akinyan that is implicit in the posik of Rochel Da'akinyan is schus that the Nizek has a schus of Achokas Niskishrei, that every Shochan has a schus, a vested schus, to be secure against any damage or nuisance by the continuous neighbor. That's a schus. Mimele. So the Gros says that the Rosh is made, that there is a misal, the Reis also. But the schus is implicit according to the Rosh in the posik of Rachel Da'akinyan, as the Rosh says. But here we have a posik of Ushpaktem Tzedek B'nishim B'nochi Fu B'ngerei. And what does the Gemara say? B'nishim B'nochi Fu B'ngerei. Afil bin Ba'is La'alio. Afil bin Tanio Mikirayim. And then the Rach explains. Means, Da'achok is Nizokin. But Achok is Nizokin, the schus of Achok is Nizokin is implicit according to the Rosh in the posik of Rachel Da'akinyan. But since the schus of Achok is Nizokin is implicit in the posik of Da'akinyan, so the Mele, it comes within the term of Tzedek, which Shvatim Tzedek. What does it mean, Shvatim Tzedek? You shall deal righteously. In accordance, what does it mean righteously? In accordance with the schusim of the people. So, what are the schusim of the people? After you've been by Israel. So, because of the schus that becomes vested in me through the posik of Rachel Da'akinyan, so Mimele, this posik of Shvatit and Tzedek, Benishim Noch Mekere, implies an Issa to infringe upon the schusim of Nizik. So the basic thing according to the Rosh is schus. And since the Torah says that we should not infringe upon the schusim of any neighbor, Ushvat and Tzedek, and this is one of the schusim. So how do we know that this is one of the schusim? That's because of the Torah of Rochel Da'akinyan. So Mele, the posik of Ushvat and Tzedek, Benishu Binoch Evoingerei, implies a miser of infringing, of violating, of infringing upon the schusim of Nizek. But the basic thing, according to the Gros, is a schus in the Nizek. And that gives rise to a miser of infringing upon the schusim, of violating the schusim, the rights of the Nizek. This is what the Gros means. says, Avo Rosei Veer, Avo Gafshin Gereise, the reason is Rese Gereise, the Posik of Shvatim Tzemilish Loch Megere, but the basic thing, according to the Rosh, is this Chuzel is against. So the Mele, there is an Israese to violate the rights of Nizik, not to be damaged by Shoch. So the Mele, Kim, the Mule, the Momele, Azal, the Kulek, the same thing, the Mitzvah, the Ola Raya. Of course, the Zizel is as much of an Israese like we say Chukam Mele. So why do we say that the Mitzvah, the Ola Raya, And if it's a Sophic where it belongs to Ruben and Shimon, or to Shimon, and Ruben is the Murzek, so Ruben keeps it. But maybe Tratishmai is Gaia and it belongs to Shimon, so Ruben is able to be Sagezel, or Sizel. So the answer is that's the Aloch of Amitz Chaveh or Varaye. So since we don't know, and he is the Murzek, so he becomes a binding over that moment with Terezvada. With Terezvada. So here too, the basic thing is a Schus. So Mele, that gives rise to an Israese. Because of this Chus, so it comes, the violation of the rights of the Nizek comes within the Pasuk of Shvatim Tzedek. But where it is so fixed, the Bible lives today. So Mele, in regard to Chusim, we say, Amitz v'chaveh l'varaye. So Mele, there is no Israel. Like every other case of Amitz v'chaveh l'varaye. All right, we'll leave it here.
Paragraph 8. Hakat Mulabim. Hakasri Mai. Lasu Asa the Nigga the Nigga Dabi. Nisha Mutak. My boy Lasu, the Nigga Lasu Koran Kenny. Kifima Shinoa. The same Kashi. The thesis man. Who fears Joseph Ashina and Daske Rutse the Dabi. The Ksas Hoshi. Abu Muadu Bipoche is. Abu Muadu Bipoche is. Minakshus, who are you? So in other words, if the minak is to do something inferior to Mitzvah Dafne, so that minak is not effective. Is not effective. V'chim ashma alosh. That's what I'm talking about. Hakel asuyem ayke, in a reason, don't worry about it. Chut mitzvah amfrosh in the Mishnah. Mikom ala asuyem asher, mihige Mitzvah Dafne. דאב זיין אַ מיקום מחיצ, נאָך אין שנאַ אַגב. אַבער פאַרס, מיר קענען רוב מחיצ. אַפ יוא אַגב, קי יוא אַ לאך מיט מחצלייט. קי פיי יוא אַז איך גוט רייד אַפ. צו ליב דעם זיי מינה איך טו דו סאַמפּינג דאָט איז אינפיריער. צו רוצן דאַפ נע. סו דע דעם מינה איז נאָט אפקט. דיס איז אַן טאַמשי. בו דען דאָ גוי סו שרע, און מיכיך מי קאַם שיש מינה קשיניס נחוב. אַפ יוא איך ניקן אַ קופ נאַדינה. ליידן איז מינה גושין זיי חנו. אל ניר מי So he is chayv. He says, "This Ramban shita also the afilu poches mitan have a minik. The hebchim b'momin achar a minik. Kiperash lifer kam kavod. The Rav is saying lechter aliti. The Rav komash mo'ah shiyua v'nidnis v'lochi mitzli dapne shiyochi loki v'shaber v'chvisim u'beni v'chol ged achoz okisa mashenadu. But in achlam, even if the minik is for a mechitze. That is inferior to the Dapne, it's also effective. And that's the Ramban Shiti. The Ramban says so. So, in other words, so the Ramban is Chilik, the Rishosh, the Ramban, a Chilik and the Shite of Ramutan. Then the Rosh continues. Yesh Bifoshi, Hodi Kaifa Adodet, in his Gibbon Shokobu, because he's Vahako Kimil Gabdine, Hanudafke Kishemamidim Akisil or Akakish or Shneer, Vinechot Mem Ritzel in his Gibbon Shokobu. ולבניס משלם, דימות כל אחד ומאמר אם ידעי צלב בתיה, קרקע, ולא ידיבניס בבניין, אם לא ידיבניין בה כיום, אבל אם רוצה איך עוד ניקניס בשיח שולי, ולעסס מחיצת בשיח שולי, בהוצה לדפנה, כיפי שמיסה לי כזה קריא מחווי לידי. So there is one שיטה that says that when is the redeem of קריא, then it is קריא if one is forcing the other. To participate equally in the building of a mechitza. So then, the other one can say, you want me to share with you in the mokim and in the expenses of the mechitza, so let us build a relatively stable mechitza. A relatively stable mechitza. In accordance with the minigamdine. Of course, it's a question of degree, stability. It's what in accordance with the minigamdine. But if you want to build a mechitze that is not as stable as the mechitze with Minigamdine, then I don't want to participate. So it's another source. But suppose Ruve says, you know what? I am ready to pay all the expenses. And on my own mocking, you don't have to do anything. But I want to build a mechitze dam. So Shimon cannot say to him, oh no, let us build a relatively stable mechitze, and we'll both participate in the expenses and in the mocking. In other words, because there he's not taking away anything from them, or from Shimon. And that seems to be mistabe. This shita seems to be mistabe. And there is teda, shall we use kachiyu b'dinir avonim l'beini, or we mock him as b'giyah has a kriya in shniyah. V'chiyu habin al shniyah, while we say shniyah, אבל מוקי שמגיע לו זה ולא יהיה לו זה, כי גג הסוף חצה חברי, חוץ על מיר שבלגד יובדי חי פסיס מקי, והוא זכה שם בין אבוי או יובדי, אל ראי זה מקי, כמו שהיא יוצא, בין יובדי בין יוצא לדחי, וקום על רפנח לאום השבור, גג הסוף חוץ חברי, זה מקי דוד על דמס. So in other words, and he mentions as a guy, where does Gimorah mention Minat Abdine? Only where the Chiyuv Keisel is upon both of them. But let's say Gag HaSomach L'chotzach HaVeirei, so then the obligation is incumbent upon the Baal HaGag, Gal HaGag, because the Baal HaChotzach can say, I don't know when the Baal HaGag will come out, whenever he decides, on the Melech, he's the Mazik, I'm not the Mazik. So there the Gemara doesn't mention, Minat Abdine. So when is the Aloch of Minat Abdine, when the Mechitze is incumbent upon both of them, so then there is Aloch of Minat Abdine. But if the Mechitze is incumbent upon one, not, so the Mele, in case where it is incumbent upon both of them, but if one of the Shutvin says, I'm going to build it in my own shoes, at my own expenses, so then the other one cannot stop. The Holy Kama, being Shnei Gagim, Mishnei Tzidus HaSoyah, Rabbi Lo Nicholim, it is Rashi Soyah, the Mashmah, being Avonim, Umar, Bidu Agad, Lo Yiter Aschir, Vim Akei, Elo Vishin Reitz, 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 Elo Vishin That's one shit. That where one of the Shutvim is ready to build it himself at his own expenses, so then he can do it out of Yitzel Yitzel also. V'yesh Mifoshi, שאפילו אם רצה ליקניס לסיר שלהי, וליקדה, בדם דרז רלשי, שאפילו אם רצה ליקניס לסיר שלהי, וליקדה, ויוצא לדעת מחבר עם הכבולו, לבי שאין מלאי, אין המחיתה שכיום, וצטורי החליצי כל החוטומית, כי שטיפר המחיתה לסלק מלאי, הזה קרי יצח לו. But there's another sheet, that even if Ruben, if it's in the Minicam Dinis to build the case of God, But Reuven says, I want to build the Mechitza of Chutz Lidafne. What do you care? I'll build it on my own grounds and at my own expenses. So Shimon can be Maki. And Shimon can say, no, there is a mutual obligation incumbent upon the two of us to build a Mechitza that will protect mutually each other against Hezekiah. Now, when you build out of Chutz Lidafne, what will I do if every year later? So this Mechitza of Chutz Lidafne will collapse, so then I'll have to call you Tedin Torah. I don't want to have the burden of calling you Tedin Torah every half a year or every year. So Memeira Etechita says that the other one can be Miyak. So this you can. So then the Rosh says, V'nira ki perushikam. שלנוס בחכונים גולו קיצבו למי שיש לסלו כזיקים חברי, שיעשה דבוקאים לדיר דירס, אלו מספיק מה שמסלו כזיקים ממנו לפישו, ועם החזמן יזיקנו, ישב תלבורת, דלתי מוחד, מחיצת הקרץ, מחיצת הקרם, עם תפרי צדאוס התווס חברי, ויצור בו הקרם ומזגות איסה, ובא לנוס חכונים גולו בין, אלו מוקים שיציס הבין על שניים, שיוכל היה חודרים הרייף של אסס מייסה על פורס, ולהיצי, הוצוי בחולים, Sorry. But if one of the Shutvim is ready to build it himself, then Shimon cannot interfere. And Shimon cannot say, I'm afraid that this mechitza that you built yourself, so will collapse after half a year or after a year. So if it collapse, it collapse. So then we have a time you'll be able to force him again to build the mechitza. This is what the second version. This is what the first version says. Anyway, so we have two shemes in the Rosh. One Roshan in the Rosh is that if Ruvain wants to build the mechitza himself out of Utsa Vidapne, so Shimon cannot interfere. The second Roshan is that Shimon can interfere. And we can understand the longness, the reason of both shittas. The first shita we certainly understand. I mean, it doesn't require an explanation. But the second shita is not unreasonable either. Because the second shita says he has his chutz to demand that the mechitza should be built in such a way that it will be stable. Now, what determines the stability? The minimum. Alright. But let's see what the Mukiyensis says. Now, the Mugiyeset, on the first omen in the reef, the fourth big line, Mokim Shunagu Asabi and Vim, Dan Kisla for Evolution Tikkun, because he's saying to call it Vimiko. Kvisim Wadi Ashish, which have commercial in a seat, she saw in a case of Shadi, a hot little thing, must be seen with the Zutrasi. The England case of Masid or Shlesh Tvok, and I'm going to be more. Uchvisi Shelechova Yeser, which is Shnei Sik Fisi Achad Mikam, Kizach Mikam, and Mamlich and Tevachol, and Bnei Yom, and Malestim. Hake Kim Gamdine. Im Yei Shmine, Bibin Yen, Yivna Akeis Laze Kim Gamdine. Im Govul Govul, and Govul Zgot, and Chim Kulo. Abu Shiuri Akeis Lidro, Bo, Eim Utol Bimine. El Didine Hoche, Dipotza Bo Hoche Kim Rabon Mikoi. Shimoche Erech Tano Lomim, Azen Nisim Gimu, Vizen Nisim Gimu. Du Ahabu Lomim, Aval Hake Kim Gamdine. Vinyar אלא השכינון די נורא בו להרביס ולמאי בשיעור ומאילו הרים מן הכתועס. In other words, that's the sheet of the Rosh, in regard to that point. You see, because actually you have three sheets. The sheet of the Kavne Talmuds, that if there is a minig to build Govim, more than six vochim thick, that minig is not effective. But if the minig is, to build less, let's say, ten six lochim, it is effective. Because even if there is a minhag to build a mechitza out of utsa vidapne, it is effective. So that's the shite of Avotam, of Thesis. But the Rosh says, no, that minhag kamdina only applies to the quality, to the material of the mechitza. But minhag kamdina does not apply to the size of the mechitza. That is not determined. The material of the mechitza, whether it is to be built out of govil, out of gotis, of krisin, or veinin, or of utsa vidapne, so the determining factor, the criterion, is minhag kamdina. But when it's a question of size, of thickness, it's not minhag kamdina. Once there is a minhag kamdina, of building it out of Govil. So the Mishneh, the Chachomim determine the thickness of it. That's the Shita of the Rosh, and that's the Shita of the Mugiyez, like the Rosh. And then there is a third Shita, the Shita of the Ramban, the Goy Soshre. They say that even Poches Mehutze Midatne, Minhag Kamdina is a thing. So how to give them dinner? If he's willing to be here, if not, he's not going to dinner. If God will go, if God is going, he will come. Shrak is the rock ball, and it will be minute. And we didn't know it. The pots of rock, if Rabban will be going, we should know it. That's like the rush. Here, if I'm going to be here, I'm going to be here. Do we have a minute? I'm going to be here. אבל השינו בין רגל הרביס ומאי בשיעור אם היו הרי מן הכתועס ויתאי מודי בין המשיעור דין כל כך אף על פי שינו משמע זה קריאה משמע לך שינו משמע שהיא פייל ויצטורך וניסה צינו מייבז ובין כך ומין כך אם אז יקבל זה קריאה ומנה שם מינון דאפי רוצו יחד מהם Liknis b'sichshoi. V'liknis b'sichshoi. So the Rosh has to jump 2 days, and the Rosh is machiyan on a Thursday. That if one of the shutvim, let's say Ruven, wants to build the mechitz himself, he doesn't have to follow up the minagam today. And he can build it out of the mechitz as well. But the other Rosh in the Rosh says no. So the Mekiyeset agrees with the other Rosh in the Rosh. So then he mentions a sheet of the law, and the sheet of the law is expressive of such a big Kiddush that it requires explanation. We are always in what going that we go with Mr. Shoei. So he says a very strange chiddush. The Ro says the Mekiyeset is machriya while the second Rosh in the Rosh. So that is not unreasonable, the second Rosh in the Rosh. In other words, that if there is a minigam dina to build out of Govil, but Reuven says, I want to build it by myself, on my own grounds, at my own expenses, so Shimi can be makir. Because Shimi can say, inasmuch as there is Hezekiah, so Mimele, I want you and myself to build a stable mechitzah. Not that you should build at your own expenses and then every half year I'll have to call you to talk. I don't want that. I want to be protected against Ezekiel. So, that we understand. It's not unreasonable. But the law says that if there is a minigam dinah to build out of Gobriel, and Reuven says to Shimon, actually I can force you that you should share with me the expenses of the Kesel of Gov. Let's say the Kesel of Gov, the expenses is $100. And I can force you that you should give up 3 tvochim of your grounds, and I'll give up 3 tvochim of my grounds, but I don't want. I'll build the whole Kesel on my own grounds, and I'll pay for it. I won't ask you to participate in it. So that seems to be a very strong tie. I mean, why should he object, Shimon? Doesn't he have a right to build whatever he wants on his grounds? He can build whatever he wants. And if he is willing to spend all the money, why should Shimon, the other, should have been in a position to object? Still, the Ross says no. And what is the reason as to his objection? A very strange reason. He says, Shimon can say, I don't want you, since the obligation is incumbent upon both of us to build the mechitze of minigam dinah, so I don't want you to build it by yourself. Because if you build it by yourself, so if I want to put to support something, let's say, and you, and that wall that you build, let's say, suppose I want to build a sukkah on my grounds. So if the Kesel will be built by both of us on the grounds of both, and if I want to build the mechitzah here, so I can put, let's say, the schach, I can support my schach on that Kesel, because it's my Kesel just as yours. But if you build it completely on your grounds at your own expenses, so I can't support anything on that Kesel. And suppose Ruby says, I'm a good person, so I'm a good neighbor, I'll let you support. So he says, I don't want any favors. I mean, doesn't it seem, I mean, that Shimon is just trying to be impossible? I mean, to be capriciously impossible? After all, Reuven is willing to build a Kesel, Kimina Gabine, and to pay for it by himself, and to put it on his own grounds, and he's even willing to allow Shimon to use the Kesel. Everything is trying to accommodate him in the best way. Shimon says, no, I don't want any favors. I mean, what kind of resource is that? So Bishleime, when Reuven decide to build on his own grounds, by himself, a case of which we doubt, so then we understand the second Rosh and the Rosh and Mugi is a Shite. Because he doesn't want to be subjected to the burden of calling every half year. So the other fellow to it in town. But here, he's accommodating him everything, in every way. What kind of an objection is it? We have to understand it. So then he says, ומנהיש עם גילים וגילים ובונה בזיר שואי אין יוחר מטביע מחבירי חוצי יצאי סוף נטשורי. I mean, of course, that follows. Once we say that Shimi can object, so Memele, if Rubin did it by himself without discussing it with Shimon, if Rubin did it by himself, he cannot demand reimbursement. But the question is that this deal itself is very strange. Why should Shimon be able to object? Now, on the Gemara of Beis, we didn't go over it, but you should have gone over it, the Gemara. So, now, from the Gemara it appears, that Beis, that even according to the first Lashon, that has a clear is Lish Meizik. But, so, Reuven cannot force Shimon to build the mechitze kimina kamdine in order to eliminate as a kriye, but the shutvim have a schus to force each other to build a mechitze of misipes. What kind of mechitze is a mechitze of misipes? So one shita is that misipes is just a token mechitze. Just, let's say you put up sticks to mark the boundary, that this is Reuven's chelik, this is Shimon's chelik. So any token mechitza made out of sticks is enough. That's all. But the whole shita is, so shita is that even according to the first Moshe, that Hezek Rie is Moshe Hezek, so Reuven cannot force Shimon to build a solid wall in accordance with Minikam Dine, but he cannot force Shimon to build a solid wall without Chalenis to prevent Ezekiel, because Ezekiel is Ezek. But he can still force Shimon to build a Ketzel in accordance with Minikam Dine. Govil Gozis accept that he cannot force Shimon to participate in the building of a solid wall without chalenis. If we are calling the second Lashon the way you pass him, that has a creation, a hezik, some melee, he can force Shimon to participate in the building of a solid wall without chalenis. Because if there are chalenis, if there are openings, windows in the cave cell, so then he can look through the chalenis. But, if we say, like the first Lashon, that has a Kriya Lushmi Hezek, then Reuven cannot force Shimon to build a solid wall without Chalenis. But with Chalenis he can, in accordance with the Minigam. In accordance with the Minigam. So the only difference is whether the solid wall that Shutvi can force each other to build is to be without Chalenis or with Chalenis. So if we say, like the first Moshe is a clear Lushmi Ezek, so they can force each other to build a Ketzel of Govin with Minikam Dine, but with Chalenis. With Chalenis. So what kind of Yisrus is it? That's part and parcel of the Yisrus Chalukin. Now if the Chotzer is a Chotzer Sheishi the Chalukin, if it has the size of 8 Amis by 4, so then, after we divide it into two equal parts, so each one will have a chotzer of 4 by 4, so then then everybody agrees that there is a schus, there is a keach kfiye, that one should have his against the other to divide it. Now what does it mean to divide it? To divide it so that involves a mechitza of misipes. Because if there is a mechitza of misipes, then there is a physical manifestation of the division. But if you just divide it and you just draw an imaginary line and there is no physical manifestation of the division, so that's not considered matter as chalukim. In other words, should we have a schus to force each other to build the mechitza of misipes? And the Gemara says the mechitza of misipes is to prevent the other fellow from being the vessel of kikach. Because if there is no mechitza, so then he can be masig vul too. Not only masig vul, I mean, let's say he makes the precautionary measures against asokis vul. So in other words, let's say he hasn't recorded the exact measurements, the boundaries, but he can trespass if there is no mechitze, even a mechitze of misipes between this chilek and that chilek, so Ruben can always, with impunity, trespass upon Shimon's chotzer. He wants to take out something, he wants to do something there. So mele should be here the schus. That's part and parcel of this uschluki, that to build a mechitze so that it will mark off the chilek of Reuven from the chilek of Shimon, and there has to be a physical manifestation so that if Reuven will try to trespass, he'll be able to catch him. Shimon will be able to catch him. Like this, he can never catch him, even if he finds him. So he'll say, "Oh, I forgot that this is the imaginary line drawn between my chelik and your chelik." But if there is a mechitze, then he cannot, you know, deceive him in any way. He cannot manipulate. So he'll... So that's a basic schus of shutvin. That if two are shutvin in a certain chivetz, and if it's a chotzer shalish beki lechluke, so they have a schus kviye to enforce a chaluke. And what chaluke mean? Not just dividing it mentally. It means to divide it in such a way that each one will be matter as chaluke, and the other one will not be able to encroach upon the other fellows, upon his neighbor's chaluke. So that's a schus of being chilek in such a way that the shitev will be matter as chalukim. So apparently the shitev of the oruch is, in other words, it seems shutvin, even according to the motion that has a creative loishme has. So, but they still have a schus to build the mechitza of misipes. But the oruch, misipa of mechitza of misipes, doesn't mean a cheap mechitze. It means a regular mechitze in accordance with the minute of the except that it can have chalitz. It can have chalitz. Why? Because that is part and parcel of the schus chluke that each shutev is entitled to be a matter of chluke. He wants to have control, full control over his chalek. He cannot have full control over his chalek if there is no mechitze. That a mechitze that marks off his chelik from the neighbor's chelik. So that gives him a right to force each other to build a mechitze in accordance with Megamin. But it can have chalalis. So that is, according to the Mando Amar, who says, has a kriya lo ishmei has it. So Megamin, that means the fact that one shutev, one neighbor can watch the other neighbor's activities, tashmishim, that's nothing. That's not considered that. If they build in chitzin with chalenes, so then they are considered makaras chalenes. But if we say, hezek kriya shmei hezek, so that means that when they divide it
and they build the mechitza, even if they build the mechitza out of bavel. But the bavel has windows, has holiness, and Reuven can always watch the tashmishim of Shimon. So that means that actually, in effect, each one is not Makar Eschalke. What kind of a Makar Eschalke is he? He's Makar Eschalke in the sense that he has control over his chelek, so the Kimen cannot trespass physically with his goof upon the neighbors, upon the contiguous neighbors' premises. But he can still trespass visually. He cannot trespass with his feet on the neighbor's grounds, but visually, with his ezekriye, he can damage all day. He can just stand and keep on looking. So remember, that means that neither neighbor is Makar Eschalke, is not Makar Eschalke. Makar Eschalke means that he is protected against any trespass by the neighbor. If we say ezekriye, Loish Behezek, so visual observation is not a trespass. It's not damage. It's no hazard. All right, the neighbor doesn't like it, so just too bad. But al pedin, it's not considered as damage, as a trespass. But if we say has a kriyash meyazek, so then visual observation, when the neighbor doesn't like it, doesn't approve of it, is considered a real trespass, like stepping with its feet and jumping on his grounds. So Mimele, if they build a kesel in the courts of Minigamini, but with windows, so it's not Makar Eschalke, because it's exposed, this chelek is always exposed to the possible trespass by another neighbor. So Mimele, if we say, has it Riesh Meyazek, so Mimele, that means, so that's the Rosh in it. So that means that they are entitled to force each other to build a mechitze in accordance with the minhag hamdina in order to be Makar Eschalke, not only because of achokas mizvot. So in the case of two neighbors, who one is a balagak and the other one is a balachotzea, so it's not a question of chluke, then it's only a minhag achokas mizvot. But here, when they are shutrim in the chotzeah, so shutrim have a schus of forcing each other to be chilek. And what does it mean to be chilek? You can be chilek, let's say, a piece of land in different ways. So one way of being chilek, the piece of land is that they should divide it in such a way that everyone will be in full control of his chilek and will not be exposed to any trespass by government. And you can divide it in a different way. Let's say, if you set up a mechitza of misipes with windows, so then that's one kind of thing. But if you set up a mechitza without windows, then it's a different kind of thing. So if you set up a mechitza with windows, so each shutev is not Makar Eschalke 100%. If you set up a mechitza without windows, then each shutev is 100% Makar Eschalke. So Mimele, according to the law, if we say Hezik Kriya Shmei Hezik, so then the schus kriya to build the mechitza in accordance with Minikam Dine is a schus of is an integral part of the schus of the schus kriya to enforce the chaluk, to be Makar Eschalke. If we say as kriya lo ishmei hezek, so the melee, it's not part and parcel of the schus to be Makar Eschalke, because that's no trespass. But if we say as a kriya shmei hezek, so visual observing, a visual trespass is also a trespass. So the melee, the schus kriya to build a case law as a kriya is an integral part of the schus kriya to enforce a haluke, a thorough haluke, a haluke in such a way that a haluke, to enforce a haluke in such a way that one shutev will be secure against any trespass by government.
But if he will not be secure and protected against the trespass by the Abba Shudev, even though it's a visual trespass, so there, the Chavukah is not made in a good way. So Abba Meile, that's the Roshiki. So the Roshiki is, since the Keach Kvi, the obligation to enforce a Keser, Kimina Kamdine, is grounded in this chus that each one has to be makaras chalukei, to make the chalukei in such a way that they will be, each one will 100% be makaras chalukei. So in Mele, the roshiki is that they have to have equal rights in that kesel that is the token and that is symbolic of the hakonos. So, in other words, if the kesel is set up on the grounds of both, half of the thickness of the kesel is on the grounds of Ruben, and half of the thickness of the kesel is on the grounds of Shimon, then he is considered makaras chalukei. But if the kesel is set up on the grounds of Shimon by himself, at his expenses, then, and he doesn't have the same rights in that kesel that is the physical token of the Hakoras Chalukei, of the Chalukei. So then there is a diminution in the Makaras Chalukei. That's what he says. In other words, Shimon says, I'll build the kesel of Govin by myself. I'll pay for it on my own grounds. So Shimon can say, no. After all, I have a schus. We have a mutual schus to force each other to make the chukim in such a way that each one of us will be a makaras chalukei. So this kesel, with the schus of enforcing the building of such a kesel, is grounded in the schus that each one of us has to be makaras chalukei. So mele, the kesel that is the physical token of the Hakoras Chalukei of each one has to belong to us equally, to the two of us. But if you build it on your grounds, and then you are a good person, you won't accommodate me, but it's not a physical token of the Hakoras Chalukei, so maybe I don't want it. That's the shit of the world. Now, we are all some reason for God, that we both claim the Sir Shalem, we live with God with Gospels, Havere Miyakipo, Mishin Nomale, in a place he came where he was with Jesus Lismacho, that we all know that no Yahipo of Jesus Lismach, Motsomale, even Mechal Bin Hashbo in Islam, we in Matodo Lichali, you see the same Matanis here. Now, it could be explained another way too. Now, there is the Mishnah further says that Bnei Oliya have a schus to force each other to participate in the building of a chemo, a fortress around the city. That's also a schus chem. What kind of a halacha is this that Kevin Bnei Oliya live in Israel? Chemo, videles, v'riach, I mean, because, so that's a halacha of schus chem, that chemim neighbors have a schus of forcing each other to accommodate each other with the common needs, the common necessities. Now, a fortress is a common need of all the area, because if it doesn't have a fortress, so some enemy might attack the area. So remember, it's for the common, it's a common necessity of all the Shechem. So Shechem have his schus to force each other to participate in the expenses of providing the common needs. As a matter of fact, there is a deceptive or basra that says that Neoia have his schus, means Neoia, Jewish Neoia, have his schus to force each other to build the Bisakneses and the Bisamedresh. Because the Bisakneses and the Bisamedresh is a basic necessity for all the Meiriyah. So the Meiriyah, that is Schus, that's also Schus Chayim. They're all kinds of Schus Chayim. So, in other words, So there is a schuishchei of forcing each other to accommodate them with the common needs, the common necessities. Now, if we say hezek shleya shlei hezek, so if we say hezek shleya shlei hezek, so the visual, the visual observation is not considered a trespass. But if we say hezek shleya shlei hezek, so the visual observation is a trespass. And what kind of a trespass is it? It's a continual trespass. So the mechitze between the two shutrim can be enforced on the basis of that halacha, like keifin meiliyah libnis lehem chemo, or keifin meiliyah libnis lehem misakneses misamedresh, that is certain will pass says. So it's the common need, the common basic need of the two neighbors. Does it make a difference whether the common need of all the meiliyah or is the common need of these two neighbors? So mele, the schus of forcing each other to build a mechitza of ezekriya in accordance with minikam dine can be based upon this schus of forcing each other, the chreinim hel, of forcing each other to share in the expenses of providing for the common needs. It has to be a common need, a necessity. In other words, if it is something that is a luxury, so the other fellow can tell him, well, I'm not interested in that. But if it's a kriya shleyezik, so it means a trespass. So that's a basic necessity to be protected against continual trespass. So the melee, that's why the whole says, it seems this who's to force each other to build a case on the concept of the Adine is based upon this who's of providing for the, of accommodating each other for the common necessities. Some melee, they get a schus to enjoy the tashmishi of that thing that can be enforced on the basis of the fact that this is indispensable for the common needs of the Jewish. All right. Now the next stages. Lefichoch. So that's the first Lefichoch in the Mishnah. The first Lefichoch in the Mishnah is reference to a chotzer. And by chotzer also there is a schus kriya. There is a schus kriya. So whether the schus kriya is a schus kriya that should be always said, or according to the first lashon, because the Mishnah is reference to the case where the ones hire themselves to build a case out. So in the melee, they have a schus kriya, so in the fichon, because of the schus kriya of building the case of Balkochom, Pirish, with the Shebeni Makin so Balkoch, or Mishuni, Kuzer Zelas is good, Mishnegat Kame, or again the other one that I was if she can tell us, or Mishnebas and Shemazic. So the Mishnah is saying in effect that the reason is to ask in the event the Kesel collapses, so that they both divide the Avonim and the Mokim between Reuven and Shimon, is because at the very outset they had this chus to behave for each other, to participate jointly in the Mokim and in the expense and the Avonim. So there is a presumption, there is a chazoke that a person will not neglect the opportunity of forcing the other neighbor, that the other shutev, of sharing in the expenses in the market. So melee, if the wall collapses, and then Rubin says, and let's say and all the stones collapsed into the grounds of Rubin, and Rubin says, I will do it by myself, because you unlocked them, so I decided I'll build myself. So it's not them, because there is a chazoke. Since Reuven, at the very outset, was able to enforce the building, a sharing of the expenses and of the grounds, and for this, so you certainly took advantage of it. A person does not neglect an opportunity to enforce a certain right that he has. So the mayor of Reuven is not them. That's the reason as to why that. Didn't do teaching him that if there hadn't been Yisroel's Kriya, if we were to say that there's a Kriya Roish Mehezek, and then the wall collapsed, and Reuven says, and all the stones are in the shoes of Reuven, and Reuven would say, I built it by myself, so then Reuven would be entitled to keep all the stones. Only because there is Yisroel's Kriya. So we know there is a chore that they both do. But if there wouldn't be Yisroel's Kriya, let's say if we say as a Kriya Roish Mehezek, if we say as a Kriya Roish Mehezek, so then they wouldn't divide it. But the one who has the possession of all the stones, he will keep it. Vintay, Umar, Yerim, Shmibin, Nachim, Sobal, Kokom, Bilam, Oche, Nam, Behav, Yishol, Shneyem, Afu, Nofal, Yishus, Lechav, Nareh, Kim, Bin, Chodis, Lo, Yozeh, Bilo, Yozeh. So by because there is no Yishus, Kriye, but, so if someone builds, he sets up a certain boundary mark, an overhang, I mean, as a cement. So, and the Kesel. And that will indicate that he is the one who built it. So the Gemara says, let's say, Reuven has this part of the Pico, or this the Alok, and Shimon has this part of the Pico, and if Reuven himself built it, and he built it on his grounds, so then he has to set up a marker, and the marker should be towards the other fellow's side. So that's the chosis. That will be a sin. That will be a sin. And suppose they both build that in a because they both decided to build it. So then they should construct two chosis. Chosis mikam and mikam. That in fichoch. So the Mishnah says, in Nofal, Hakeisel, Hamokim Avon Shoshne. Why? Because we see that Avon had two chosis, so it's a raya that the Bore put it. So the Gemara says, Kashe, why does the Mishnah say that in order to assure that in the event of the collapse of the wall, they both divide everything, So we have to construct two chosis, let them construct no chosis, and we still have to divide. So the Gemara says, according to the Gilsa of Moses Hashem, that's not our Gilsa, no, the reason is why the Mishnah tells us that if they both build a wall in the case, the wall in the Biko, so they have to construct two chosis because we are afraid that one of the Shutvim might fraudulently be mangling himself and construct four chosis, and then he'll take away all the stones. So because of that, the Chachamim are misaking that if they both build it, they should construct two chosis. And the commentary is in Gemara, the Gemara is saying, they don't have to construct any chosis, but the Mishnah is reference to the case where one of the Shutvim already was magdim himself and constructed one chosis. So the Mele, in order to protect the other fellow, so they have to construct another chosis. Whatever the terrors of the Gemara is. But the Gemara is the Kashe, why does the Mishnah require us to construct two chosis? Let them construct no chosis, and everyone will be sure of dividing the stones in them, okay? So we see that even without this chuskriye, if the wall collapses and there is no chosis, so they are entitled to divide it equally. So the question is, why does the Reish of the Mishnah say that the reason as to why they divide equally the mokim and the avonim is because they have this chuskriye? We see that the Gemara took it for granted that even in the Biko where there is no Yisroel's Kriya, so even without the chosis being constructed, if the wall collapses, so the divided people. That's the discussion. We my name should be a kiss back home, rather than a shame, I think I'm going to have a little bit of a second, but I'm we have it here, no one should say, my point is what kind of a kashi is it? Chotzoy chlasis, chosis, shall yipen, l'shusachem, v'yema, shall I, hey? So according to Rashi, this is Kashi is no Kashi. Because according to Rashi is Pshat. Now look at how Rashi explained the Kasha of the Gemara. That thousand days. Omar Rabbi Parzik El Rabash, the Yasa Loise and Loise. Omar makes it the Kodim Hamnai Rabbi Day. So, I mean, and the some machine of the gear said, let's see, deal more Kodim Hamnai Rabbi Day. All right. So Rashi says, Lo Yasa Hodis, Loise, Loise, Valen Simon. Shall we say, I'll be sure. She also, who you only say, Hosis Machos. So, in other words, Rashi explained the Kasha of the Gemara, not that the Gemara assumes that whenever a Kesel collapses and we don't know who built it, where one of them built it, or the two of them built it. So, even though all the stones collapsed in the Rishus of Rubain and he's the Murzek, so it still has to be divided. No. According to Rashi, so in the if we would have any extraneous hoches, any extraneous evidence that they both build it, so then and they all collapses into the issues of Reuven, and Reuven would be saying the detail, I build it by myself, so Reuven would be entitled to keep it, and Beis Din would tell Shimon, you are the main senior, Reuven is in Mosek, you have the burden of proof, introduce produce Adim will testify, produce evidence that will show that you both built it. But over there by Biko, since by Biko, there is no Soskriya by Biko. There is no Soskriya by Biko. So the halacha is that whenever one of the Shitfim builds a Kesel, so the Chachamim are misakeh that he has to construct the Chosis. Now, here, so the Gemara's kasha is, why does the Mishnah say that in order to protect each one, so if they both build it, so they have to construct two chosis, they will be protected even without constructing any chosis. Because since by Biko, the general practice is that whenever one builds, so he constructs the chosis, so if no chosis is constructed, and then the wall collapses, even if all the stones collapse into the grounds of Reuven, so then Reuven will have a yichochet, a proof that they both built it, not that Reuven built it. That Reuven Steiner is not true, because if Reuven Steiner would be true, how is it there is no overhang attached to the top of the Kesel? So we should have attached an overhang to the top of the Kesel. And if the wall collapses without any overhang, without any marker, so the melee, that in itself would constitute a proof that they both built it. That they both built it. But, so it's not that Gemara says, lo yasu chosis lo yaze ve lo yaze, because since it's a suffix, so moment amutim is suffix is chelki. And even though all the stones collapsed into the grounds of Reuven, and Reuven says, I built it myself, so Reuven would still be Achleika, Reuven wouldn't be Nemon, and it would still be Achleika. No! Over there the Gemara says, Lo Yasu Chodis Lo Yaseh Ve Lo Yaseh. And without any Chodis, if the wall would collapse, it would be Achleika, because we would have a Raya, a Choche, that the wall built it. But the raya would consist of the fact that there is no chosis, because if Reuven had built it the way Reuven is staying, so then there should be a chosis, and there is no chosis. Masha'inke, so that's to Gabi Biko, where there is takone of chosis if one builds it. But Gabi Chotzea, there is no takone of chosis. So the Mele, Rashi can explain the Mishnah very well. That the Mishnah says, Lefichoch, and the Ramban and the Arishayim will say explicitly that by Biko, that by Chotzea, there is no takone of chosis. By Chotzea, there is no takone of chosis. So the Mele, So the male, we can understand this why the Mishnah says in the Reisha, Lifichoch in Nofal, HaKeisel, HaMokim Avonim Shal Shneyem. Why? Because of the Sfus Kriye. But if not for the Sfus Kriye, and the stones would collapse into the ground of Reuben, and Reuben would say, I built it by myself, if there hadn't been a Sfus Kriye, that Reuben can force Shimon to participate jointly in the building, so then Reuben would be Amor, because I'm Yitzchak Chaver Ovraya is in Mosek. But, so, obviously, tasteless did not explain the Gemara's Kashi, the way Kashi explains, Lo Yasu Chodris Lo Yoseh, Lo Yasu Lo Yoseh, Lo Yoseh, and then the wall collapses, so it has to be divided, because there will be a Chochad and the Bold build it, by virtue of the fact that we don't see any overhang being attached to the Kesel, the collapsed Kesel, the collapsed Avonim. Tesis didn't explain it that way, but Tesis explained that no, Lo Yasu Lo Yoseh, Lo Yoseh, and in the event of the collapse of the world, then it has to be Achleiko, because Mamin Amut Misovit Chelkin, even though all the stones happen to be in the possession of Reuven. This is how it appears from the Gemara's Kashi. So remember, the Kashi is against the Mishnah. Why does the Mishnah say in the Reishe that by Chotzer, if the world collapsed, so the only reason as to why it's divided is because there is this Sfus Kriye. But even without this Sfus Kriye, it can be divided on the basis of Mamin Amut Misovit Chelkin, even though all the stones happen to be in the grounds of war. Because of Avea too, when the Gemara says, Le'asa L'chodesh L'ezeh L'ezeh, the Gemara doesn't mean, because we take it for granted that if and when the wall collapses, so the stones will collapse in such a way that half, 50% of the stones will fall on this side, and 50% of the stones will fall on the other side. Why? Does it happen? Does it have to happen that way? Most of the time, when the wall collapses, so the bulk of the stones fall in one direction. Not that 50% of the stones will fall in one direction and 50% of the stones will fall in the opposite direction. And still the Gemara asks, why is it necessary to construct two chazis? Let them construct no chazis and they won't be protected because it will be Achleiku. Why will it be Achleiku? According to Tesis Pshat in the Gemara's Kashi, on the basis of Mamin Amut Misovit Chelkin. Tesis doesn't explain the Gemara on the basis of a Yechocha, of because of the lack of the chazis, the absence of the chazis. So the Meir here too, why does the Mishnah have to explain that the reason is why if the, in the event the wall of the chotza collapses, so it's divided because of the Sfus Kriye, and without the Sfus Kriye, so it should be divided on the basis of Mamin Amut Misovit Chelkin. She says, ויהור דאמרינם באשר, גבי מחליף פולה בחמיה, וכן דרישבייס ועליו, פילר זה פשוט בקיימה, ורבים בחמיץ מחבר, או לחיה, מחליף פולה בחמיה. רובין was the original owner of the pole. Shimon was the original owner of the chalel. And they made a barter, they made an exchange. So, and then they noticed immediately after the exchange was made, they noticed that there was, that the pole had given birth to a cat. But we don't know when did the birth take place, whether a second before the exchange or a second after the exchange. If the birth of the blood took place a moment before the exchange, so then to whom does the blood belong? To the original owner of the pole. Because he only exchanged the pole for the chameir, not the pole and the blood for the chameir. So the blood was not included in the exchange. So if the birth took place a moment before the exchange, then the original Bala Rubin, the original Bala Polo, should get the blood. If the birth took place a moment after the exchange, so who are titling the Polo? Shimon. So then the blood should belong to Shimon. So the Mishnah said, "Amachu l'cham pol chameir," and then the pol had the blood, and we don't know when the birth took place. So then it's Yachleiku. It's Yachleiku. So the blood belongs to the nation. So the Gemara says, "Kashe v'lo ze v'shul diman kaime v'lo ze v'shul diman kaime." Let's see in whose reshus the blood is standing, whether in Reuben's reshus or in Shimon's reshus. So you might be telling the kind of lava The Mishnah is reference to the case where it's in the meadow. The vlad is in the meadow, standing in the meadow. Alright. And then the same kind of kashin more is Nabai is Valiyah. So Habai is Valiyah Shal Shnai. Let's say Ruben and Shimon, one Dua should eliminate big house. One was the Akhi, one home the ground floor, and one home the Aliyah, the apostle, the power. And then the Bais Valiyah collapsed. And the Bais Valiyah collapsed. And there are some stones are intact, some stones are completely shattered. Now we don't know whether the stones of the Aliyah are the shattered ones, or the stones of the Bais are the shattered ones. There is a way of determining if we observe the collapse, how it collapses, whether it collapses from the bottom or it collapses from the top. But suppose it collapsed at night, and then we don't know so whether the broken stones, which are worthless, so are the stones of the Aliyah, and the text stones of the Bais or vice versa. So the two, the Gemara, Esikashe, Bilelze, which is Mandekaime. Let's see in whose grounds, because they all have certain grounds. The Baal Bais has a certain piece of the land for him, and the Baal Aliyah has a certain piece of land for him. So let Shusmankaime. So let me the Hamid Makhamiyah right. So we see, so the Gemara gives the terrace that where it fell into Bishus Shneya, let's say, when the grounds belong to the two of them equally, they do not have separate grounds, the Baal Bais and the Baal Aliyah. Anyway, so we see from the Kasha of the Gemara that whenever there is a suffix and the stones are in the Bishus of one, then he keeps it. So in the Meila we should say that in this Mishnah, if there hadn't been Isus Kriya and all the stones collapsed in the grounds of Ruvain, then Ruvain would be entitled to keep it. So maybe that's the reason as to why the Mishnah explains the Halacha of Yachleiku with Vichoch, because of Isus Kriya. But if there hadn't been Isus Kriya, then we would say they all belong to the one in whose Rishus all the stones collapsed, as it appears from the Gemara in a Bais Valiyah in Mashiach. So Tina says, no. Behold, I'm going to say that Mashiach HaMelech, Mishalai Yomir, Rabbi Shema Kaim, Yomir, 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 Hai, Mishin Dosi, Mitzchina, Mifu, Hai, Yadogo, Mishin Zach, Meni, Yomir, 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 אפילו רבונו בסומכס, דורס לאומו מן עמותו בסוף יקחיו כי שאוכל מידע, כי דואג אוכל חזוק לוזה, יסר לוזה. So over here, the Machti called the Chameya. So, originally it was known to who is the Muzek and who owns the Paul. We knew that Ruben owns the Paul. And maybe if Ruben owned the Paul, so the Mele, any vlad of the Paul, also belongs to Ruben. So the Mele, there we cannot see Yachleiku. Mashenke, here, so the Sofik is Leilad before. It's not, let's say, the wall collapsed. The wall has been standing for 5 years. Now, after standing for 5 years, the wall collapsed. So the Sofik of it, now the question is, Whose stones are these? Are they Ruben's or the Shimon's? So the Sofik originated now in the collapse. All the 5 years we had the Sofik. When, as we saw the wall standing, so we had the Sofik. Who built it? Did they build it? Did the two of them build? Or, let's say, if there hadn't been Isus Kriya. Of course, I would tell you that there is Isus Kriya. So we know there was no Sofik, but we are considering it if there hadn't been Isus Kriya. So then it appears from the Mishnah that it wouldn't be Achleiku. So why shouldn't it be Achleiku even if there hadn't been Isus Kriya? Because if there hadn't been Isus Kriya, so then the Sofik would have originated at the very outset when the world was built.
And at that time, while the world was standing, and we discussed it, who built it? One of the two shutrim, or the two of them together? So then, and the Shaila came out before Bezit. Let's say, suppose they would have a fight about it, and they wanted a determination by Bezit. Who owns the stones and the grounds? And if they came to before Bezit, what would Bezit pass on them? Suppose they decided to submit that question while the world was standing. Who has title in that wall? Let's say, while the wall is standing, let's say somebody wanted to be mishtamish in the wall. He wanted to use the wall as support for another building that he wanted to build. And the other fellow said, no, you cannot use it for mishtamishes. The whole thickness of the wall, and they came before Bezit. So, what would the Bezit decided? That the wall, the mokim, and the wall, the stones, belong to two of them. If the shayla came up before Bezit, before the wall collapsed. So then they were both mazak, equal mazak. Then they were both mazak. Now that it collapsed, and it collapsed to the bounds of Ruben, so Ruben has possession. But suppose they came with their conflict before Bezit, 5 years before. So what would Bezit say? Yachleichu, it belongs to both of them. Because then they were both equal. No one had more possession than the other. So the melee, so now Ruben is the muzek. So where is the aloha? So that's Tesis Chiddush. Then the whole aloha of Ameitzin Chaver all over Ayin, that the one who is the muzek, he keeps it, is only shayach if at the time when the sofik is nailed, a certain person is a muzek. But if at the time the sofik is nailed, both were muzokim. And now, after both were muzokim in the kesel, so one of them became the kesel, it became a muzek, so then it's like considered like tfisei yara muzek. And what's the halacha by tfisei yara muzek? Now, so there is a whole sugya, ishak l'itali, gimorim l'metziye, tot v'kei mitzini s'yoli, tot v'kei nei mitzini s'yoli. Shnayim l'metali is, and not Shnayim, the Gemara applies it to Shnayim l'metali. But the Gemara, what it really does not have, it has nothing to do with Shnayim l'metali. So, the Gemara discusses the question of tot v'kei. Let's say, sofik prayers. A prayer of the Hema belongs to the Kei. Now, suppose we don't know whether it is in Chor or not. Let's say a behemoth gave birth to a blood, and we don't know whether it had a miscarried blood before this mother behemoth or not. So this blood is his own prayers. We don't know. Maybe it belongs to the Kayan, maybe it belongs to Israel. So we say, Amitzvah Chaver Olrai, the Kayan cannot be mended from the Israel and the blood. But suppose the Kayan grabbed the blood, he was taking. So the Gemara has a shout. Talk to the king, Mitzinitz mi yodere, Mitzinitz mi yodere. Mitzinitz mi yodere, Mitzinitz mi yodere. So, according to most Torah Rishonim, except the Rambam, so the maskona of the Gemara is that talk to the king is Mitzinitz mi yodere. Talk to the king, Mitzinitz mi yodere. In other words, if there is a behemoth head of blood, and it's a suffix, whether it's the first blood, or it's the second blood, because maybe there was already previously miscarried blood, So it belongs to the Israel. But if the Kayan grabbed it from him, so we pass in most Rashidun pass that the Maskona of the Gemara is that Mitzinis in Yodhi, that Bezin is made see the blood from the Kayan and gives it back to the Israel. What does it mean? That even though right now, who is the Muzik the Kayan? So let the Kayan tell the Israel, Hamid Mechaber Olrai. Originally, when we had it in Torah, so you ask me, no, I'm not entitled to that Sophic prayers. Because the Israel is the music. But I took the initiative in my own hands, and I grabbed it. Now I have possession. And the Israel is trying to take it away from me. So why don't you, Bezit, just as a month ago, you said to me, you are the Metzi, you have the burden of food. Why? So he's saying to Bezit, why don't you tell the Israel, you have the burden of food? So, that's the Alochet of the King, Tinizim Yod.
so wann sie klingt, wird wisse, famose, wie achasch leo da so viel, is in effect. Otherwise, so it will be a situation of chaos. So it will be able to fluctuate. This moment, Ruben is the mosaic, the next weeks, an hour later, so she is the mosaic, and an hour, 2 hours later, Ruben again is the mosaic, and I mean, ad infinitum. So that's the aloha. So the aloha is not the KM, is Mitzvah's Mirale. So who remains a mosaic, who is considered, who is treated as a mosaic, the one who, the original mosaic, he remains a mosaic. Not the one who is presently the possessor. Present the possessor. So this is apparently what Thesis is saying. Heilu mishun di hosom mitchilo mivura hoya adobo u mishusecho mehen mila la sofi. So over there, so mitchilo is mivura hoya adobo. So, and u mishusecho mehen mila la sofi. So mele, so if at the time, so if he, and if at the time, so mele, so the one in whose reshus, the Sophic is Leila, he is considered the music of the time. Avrohohe, minkobe le da Sophic. When would the Sophic originate? Now, when the world collapsed. If the Sophic can originate it now, and now, who is the possessor? The sole possessor. Ruben. So then we would say, Amitzvah HaVeorai, if there hadn't been a source clear. But the Sophic originated long before, the moment it was built, 5 years ago, the Sophic was named. It just happened that it didn't come to Besden then. But suppose that the two Shutrim had come to Besden 5 years before, what would the Besden pass? That Ruben is a Mosaic. At that time, Ruben was not any more Mosaic than Shimon. So, what would have been the psak by Besen at that time? That they are both Mosaki. They are both Mosaki. So, anyway, if they are both Mosaki, so anyway, now Shimon is the Mosaic. So, that would be like Tophus Miara Mosaic. And since we passed Tophus Kehen, is Mitzinis Yodei, so Tfisen Yala Muzek is ineffective. Here, the fall of the stones into Ruben's ground is like Tfisen Yala Muzek. Who is the Muzek? The two of them together. So it has to be Afreiko. He will allow this for screen. Alright. As a matter of fact, Tesves in Abayis Valio explains that the reason is why Sumcha says in any case where there is Roed Romane, even in face of a Mosek, is because since there is a Roed Romane, and the later saying is something with Besen, so the Melech, they are both Mosokim. They are both Mosokim. So here certainly the Sophic was Nela, and while the case was standing, and at that time, if they had come to Besen, Besen would have passed that it's Chelkin. So the melee.